captains welcoming you aboard Boistra.
We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys Trip.
Ah! I'm Chris, bitch! Ah!
Boys Trip listeners, we want you to follow us on social media. Instagram, Boys Trip Podcast. Twitter, Boys Trip Podcast. Or email us your thoughts and suggestions at killingtoxicmasculinity@gmail.com.
Macklemore and Rick Ross are both correctional.
Wait, Macklemore was?
Yeah.
Macklemore.
But that's not much of a contradiction for Macklemore.
He owns it. And he worked at like a something. It was like he was an abuse counselor too for people that had like alcohol and substance abuse. Macklemore is dope.
But he owns
like,
it though.
His story is pretty dope, yo. Like he's cheesy as a rapper, but his story's pretty dope, yo.
I like none of his songs.
Nah,
like, I don't like.
What was that thrift store shit?
Nah, that shit was corny.
He said, "When the Wu-Tang race ya, I'm sure Raekwon the chef." When he made Cream, was thinking like, "Yeah, I'm gonna influence this kid out in Seattle."
Macklemore.
You could tell Wu-Tang raised him.
Oh my gosh!
What,
you guys see this shit? Jay-Z looked like a high-end purse.
Now, is this real?
Hell yeah.
This is real.
That's real as fuck.
Nah, man.
He look like he dressed like a high-end purse.
Jay-Z is losing it, man.
What
like
happened?
He having a midlife crisis. Check this.
He look like a rich person's pillow. Look at the way he's dressed.
Come on, man.
That shit's hard.
This is like recent.
That's an African.
Yeah, that's recent.
Nah, that look like a tie like coordination.
Nah, come on. He had midlife crisis, man.
Well, he got Beyonce.
He looks
at
like,
the end of the day, he's wearing all that funky shit and laying down with Beyonce at the end of the day.
He said he's wearing all that funky shit.
I mean, if you had to wear a kente cloth bodysuit velour, wouldn't you wear that shit if it meant at the end of the day?
Knowing that you ain't got no six-pack.
You acting like it's a requirement. Like, Beyonce is like, yo, you got to wear this, you know.
I don't know.
You think Jay-Z consciously is like, all
right, yo, let me put on this tablecloth.
You see the point? Yeah, but you see the photo shoot she make him do too.
Oh, but being that we talking about Jay-Z and you talking about how he's not manly and shit like that.
Wait. I didn't say he was not manly.
Oh no, not continue. Manly. But whatever you said, like
he was sitting with his legs crossed.
How do y'all feel about his ski boat photo?
That shit was hilarious.
That was
yo,
hilarious.
Because Beyonce was just on the shit, moving, boom,
she
boom.
She looked like she had no helmet. Movie. She was like Lara Croft and freaking.
My man had the helmet on. He had glasses. He had a life vest. Yeah. He was like his knees were close together. You know what I mean? His elbows.
He looked like old handicapped people on a little. The
motorized
going through Walmart and shit. Shit's moving crazy.
Yeah, I mean he only 50.
Yeah,
but you see Jay-Z riding the bike, yo.
He'll be 50 in 2019. He's born in 69. He'll be 50
God
next year.
Damn,
he about to be 49.
And he had like a top album last year.
And
what did he say about rap?
In hip hop, that's just something about him. To survive,
like somebody's barbecue.
But what
like
is that also?
That comes to the barbecue with the velour sweatshirt on, hitting on
that just came home and shit.
Yeah, that's what Jay-Z looks like in that.
And that, yeah, I liked him when he was just keeping it simple, just wearing simple white t-shirts and jeans. Like, you know, he can do what he wants.
Taking chances, man.
He said, "I'm done dressing like a cartoon character."
Didn't he have his feet up on the couch in that though? That was weird. He had his feet up and like pulled up.
You know,
yeah, girl convo. Like posture and
posture,
shit.
Like, girl, tell me.
He was spilling tea.
He was so pretty.
He was definitely drinking wine all night.
You know.
Jermaine, let me tell you.
Yo, she was really cool.
He probably called him Tremaine a couple times by accident.
Tremaine.
Maybe he's trolling too, though. Maybe he's like, if I do this interview dressed like this, everyone will be talking about me.
Yeah, we're talking about him.
Yeah. If he wasn't dressed like that, you wouldn't show me.
Job well done.
Yeah. You know about the seven dwarves and their thing? That's like the,
Wait. Speaking of seven dwarves, I just feel like, you know, I always felt like they was like, like they was always gang raping. Like, it's just seven of them niggas. Seven short motherfuckers just always pull up on a chick. She wake up, sleep, you know what I'm saying? Like, she don't know what's happening, where she at. Like, I just feel like it's something deeper than what they fucking putting out there. Like, it ain't no just, she bit the apple.
I thought they were drug addicts.
Huh?
I thought they were drug addicts.
Yeah, but didn't she go to sleep? I don't know the story.
She was asleep or something like that, right? I don't know it. Like, I know it vaguely. That shit is old, but...
They took turns tapping that.
Exactly. Like, of course. One by one. What's their names, too?
I can see that.
All right, tell you by their names which one was our favorite.
This theory has them as representing different emotions. One was named Sleepy, and they say he suffers from narcolepsy. I mean, that's pretty obvious. It's probably right? Popping Xannies and doing Bashful. Remember Bashful? He would get real happy, but he was always scared and shy. Social anxiety disorder. Grumpy has depression, apparently. Doc has a phasis. I don't know what that is.
I didn't even know one of them was named Doc, so that's also news to me.
Happy and Dopey have substance abuse, so they're drug addicts.
There you go.
I told you it was a drug addict in there. That's obvious. Eyes red.
Sneezy has psychological allergies. I don't know. I never heard of psychological allergies.
He manifests allergies based off of thought. It's not really there.
If Jasmine was here, she would give us a boring rant about
that. She was like, well, his name is not really...
Yeah. I'm turning 32 tomorrow.
Oh, it's your birthday? Oh,
yeah. Shit.
So this is actually a real surprise. This is not a fake surprise.
Yeah, nah.
Damn.
I'm turning 32, yeah.
We talked about
you going to work too?
Yeah, I'm going to work.
Better had. That was a trick question. People who still call out of work, man, get that Donald job ass shit out of here. Fuck out of here. Call. It's my birthday on a Tuesday. What the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah.
Drink all day? All your friends are working.
Shit.
They ain't going to cheer with you until after work hours anyway.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, exactly. On a Monday?
Yeah.
If it was a Friday,
I could wait till the weekend. What difference does it make?
I don't understand if it was a Friday.
It's a Friday, I understand.
That's one thing, but like, not no motherfucking...
A Monday.
Oh, we about to turn up all day, nigga. All day.
Because even if you
Summer
take
18,
off,
nigga.
Even if you take off on Monday, like, what, are you going to get wasted on Monday and then have to go to work on Tuesday?
And be hungover and be shook at work, like...
Nah, that's pointless, man.
That's like the early 20s way of thinking. Like, they don't care.
And just to take off for no reason, like, say I said I'm going somewhere to another city or something, I took off Monday as part of a trip, like a whole birthday weekend thing, that's one thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take off and be at home. What am I going to be doing at 10 in the morning, 11? Just being at home?
Nothing.
I could still go out after work if I wanted.
Run some errands.
Yeah, anyway. I don't know why we so angry. No one suggested I should take off work.
I just wanted to make sure you wasn't.
Shout out to you for being a responsible adult.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you for valuing your job.
I'm going to have fun. I'm going to treat next weekend like it's the birthday weekend. It's Labor Day weekend. You know, have some fun next weekend. Molly's coming up. She's coming up on Saturday. So that'll be birthday weekend. But yeah, I'm turning 32. I can't really say how it feels yet. I'll let you know tomorrow. But I feel like mid-30s is going to be something to cope with. Like, I'm near 35 now. That's going to be like when I'm 34. But like 32, 31, whatever. Like,
you're still 30.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you 31. That's gonna get you though. Turn 31.
Don't do that to me.
You gonna feel like real 30s. You like,
don't put that jinx on me.
I'm in the real 30s now. Like 30 is like, I'm still kind of in the 20s. You know, I just flipped over to the other side.
So. Yeah, 30 don't count really.
Nah, 30. Nah, you're good. You're good at 30. 31 is like I'm in my 30s.
Cause when you're 30, you still be like, I'm 29.
Oh, 30. Right. Yeah, I'm 30.
31, you like, yo.
I'm 31. Yeah. I'm 32. Yeah. But I feel like 34 is like shit.
And then
I'm about to be middle age.
Like, aren't you 30? You
know? Yeah.
So I'm gonna get to the point where I'm shopping at Home Depot for shit I don't need. Men's That's what
warehouse.
I'm gonna do.
You're gonna think it's fun at Home Depot.
Oh, that's hell no.
Nah. I don't think Home Depot's fun.
I still don't think it's fun right now.
Fun, but it's not that fun yet. But when Home Depot gets fun, that's when you know you
up there in age and it's
give
like,
up, man.
Damn, man.
I've been going to Home Depot for 26 years of my life, and that shit is the worst.
It's the worst, yeah.
I fucking hate that place.
But when people get you a drill for your birthday and you're excited about it, that's when you know, man. Just
don't be my friend if you do that. Don't give me a drill for my birthday.
Boyship is over. First off,
I know your friends took your words out of context. I said I wanted to drill her, not drill.
Yeah.
Not drill it.
Bro, we got you the Drill Master 5000. I thought that's what you wanted.
Nigga, this ain't the. I said pussy driller. I said pussy driller.
Not the 5000, the 6000, but I take it. That's like getting the wrong Jordans. Like, he got me Jordans, but they team Jordans. It's not the same.
Team Jordans.
I wouldn't like these because they got the logo, but it ain't nothing else about it that I like.
He didn't give you the receipt.
No retros.
You gotta keep it.
he want me to take a photo and wear it at my my birthday party. I'm not really feeling them.
Team Jordans.
The polo. But the polo assassin.
The polo assassin. But it's really association, but we all call it assassin. It just sounds so much better.
Yeah. Associate. That's too much.
Got that polo assassin shit.
I had some polo assassin sneakers, yo. Them shits last a week. Yo, my foot came through the bottom of them shits, literally. And I wasn't even playing sports. I was just walking.
Dang.
The soul came off.
Man, they are what their name is. Assassined.
I was fresh for 1 week, though, yo.
You can get that off in a club, though.
Yeah, hey, the
that polo? His polo see-through, though. You know, it got the outline. They don't color it in. That's the difference.
It turned into a muscle shirt and shit.
Yo, Mia saved me from Team Jordans a couple times. Because I work in North, so I go down to go to sneaker stores once in a while. I see if I see something I like. You know, most of the time I don't. But I go and I take a picture. I always send a picture to my sister first. Like, yo, what you think about these? I was about to get them. She's like, nah, put them back. Those Team Jordans.
I'm
like,
yo. Yeah, nah, and you felt that in your chest. Versus reading the text. Like, these were not the ones to get.
But they're only $20 cheaper than the regular Jordans. Like, why they do that to people?
And that's how they sucker you in. That logo. It's the logo. Like, oh, shit, you ain't even looking at nothing else. You saw the logo and said, oh, I want these. They're $20 cheaper. You sure? The sneaker guy was probably like, you sure you want these in the 8? Come on now. Like, we got these right here.
Then you go to the club and you see him, they're like, yeah, that's that nigga that bought the Team Jordans.
Oh, he in the club with a polo assassin hoodie with some Team Jordans.
I tried to get him to
I don't know how I feel about this nigga. Do I trust him? He talking about what's my number.
That's funny. Yeah, what if girls started doing shit like that to you, though? I mean, maybe they do right now, but I don't know. You go to a girl and you're like, yo, what's up? Yeah, you got Team Jordans on.
I want to give you my number. I want to. Like,
you seem cool, but you lost me with Team Jordans.
Some women do that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they might not say the Team Jordans, but they'll be like, fuck boy. Yeah. They just say that. And it's saying everything you say in one word.
You know?
When you wear, I know, the other day I went for a job interview, right? And I wore some skinny pants. Like,
yeah.
Like some fitted, like
I never seen you in those.
Yo, I don't wear them shits.
Yo,
y'all wore.
It was comfortable, wasn't it?
I remember the first time
I felt like I gotta hold my shits up. I'm walking clean. I remember, nigga, we mobbing.
The first time you saw me in some skinny-ish jeans, I came to the door. you was like, yo, what you a sex symbol? I was like, God damn, I want to change right then.
Right then and there, he knew that wasn't the fit for him.
Are you trying to get sexy now? But nah, women like men with tight pants, yo. They like that. They like tight pants and they like dress shoes.
And gray sweatpants.
They love gray sweatpants.
That's the thing, right?
In fact, they wish you would wear that all the time so they know what they're getting themselves into.
So you
get it? That's a two-way joke.
Yeah.
Getting themselves into or getting into them.
Oh,
what's getting themselves into?
Damn, that was mad forceful and aggressive the way you
said it. Nah.
But it was also philosophical.
Man. Easy, Dave, easy.
That was verbal rape, but that's okay.
He's like, get into them. Like,
get
in there. Yeah. Yo, that song sounded only sounds mad rapey, yo.
Get
that
in there.
Wobble for me.
Get in there.
Like who's going to be cheering you on the side? Like, get in there while you having sex. Like, it just sounds mad rapey, yo.
Rapey.
Get in there. Yeah. Big girl, won't you back it up?
Yeah.
Like, that shit sound like Damon from Friday. Back it up. Tupac, Tupac. That's right, he had a thing. He like Tupac.
Yeah.
Tupac.
That was what, Friday After Next, right?
Yeah, the last one.
Yo, that movie shot out. You know what I think about it? I am a boy, Damon.
You are not in prison anymore, Damon. When the landlord came and smoked their weed, that was savage. When I guess she was looking to see if they had their money, she just walked into their apartment and started smoking the weed. And then, what was the dog's name? Chico. Bit her on her ass. Yeah.
With the dog that got high?
Nah, that was in the, you're talking about the last one, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was when, what's it called? When the dad had to take a shit, as he always does, and he was like, what you doing in here, baby? Praying?
You didn't ever come out with another one?
Another Friday? They
are. They're working on it. They already are working on it.
I mean, they've been saying that for like 10 years now.
Wait, I feel like eventually they will.
Nah,
like,
Chris Tucker not gonna be in it.
He's too big. It won't be funny. He can't be funny.
Not even that, but like, nah, he's not even big no more. Person.
Like he's now he's. Yeah,
he's like not. In a church and shit. Like
he did the barber.
I don't know what he is. Yeah.
I was talking to Klein.
He was in Silver Linings Playbook. That's the last. You saw that movie?
What, for Michael Jackson?
The stand up special he did on Netflix, he had gloves on.
Two gloves or one?
I lasted 5 minutes in that special.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it.
I was like, this is trash. I turned it off.
You know who else?
Hey, man, Marlon Wayans.
I'm about to say, I couldn't watch Marlon. Now, if you watch a show, that show is fucking hilarious. You watch the Marlon
Wayans
show?
Is show the Marlon Wayans show?
That shit is funny to me.
I've seen it a couple times. I can't really get into it.
I thought it was funny as hell, man. It's just my type of comedy, that clownish bullshit.
Yeah.
But
his Netflix special was bad.
Of course it would be. He don't look like a stand-up comic. Like, his shit is all based on being a goofball. Like, so you can't really, you know, wow with that. Stuff.
Yeah. I'd rather him see him. I don't know if he's real good at improv, but I'd rather see him just improvising and shit, not telling
people. He looks like he's good at that, but still, that's not stand up. That's a whole nother monster.
Yeah. Damon, be funny
Damon rip some stand up.
Yeah.
Damon Wayans?
Yeah. Damon can stand up.
Out of all of them,
he's
the Damon,
fucking.
Yeah.
He is the president of that family.
Yeah. And Keenan Ivory.
Keenan Ivory, though.
Oh, no. Keenan Ivory. That's what I meant. No, Damon Wayans is funny as fuck, but, like, Keenan Ivory is the CEO of the fucking family.
Yeah.
He get that shit started.
He
put a lot of. He's responsible for some of the most influential comedians that we have now, like, or had, you know what I'm saying? They came through the game, so.
Yeah.
Shout out to Living Color.
I'm going to get you something.
For real.
A Living Color? Like, I don't know if anything. Like, all right, now we're looking back, right? It's 2018. In Living Color or Chappelle Show? It's close. A Living Color was raw. Like,
I would say.
Living Color.
You know what? I would say Chappelle Show. And the reason I would say that is because I guess at that time, comedy was like weak, right?
Who the Comedy fuck was... Central was ass.
It was weak though.
Ass.
He might have saved that network.
I think George Carlin was dead, so there was no other funny white comics that was doing that shit. Fucking Sarah.
And
Silverman.
He talked about shit at the time like that was like controversial, and he didn't give no fucks.
No fucks. Yeah. And Paul Mooney was on there, so that shit was super.
Yeah,
rude.
He had legends. Super Charlie Murphy, Paul Mooney.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Donnell Rawlins.
That shit, how many seasons has that show been on?
Chappelle Show?
Three?
It had two.
No, it had
three.
The third wasn't.
It was all the lost episodes.
It was only two.
Yeah. So it was two official episodes. Yeah. And we still talk about that show to this day.
Yeah.
That show was on when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And we still talk about those two episodes, the two seasons worth of shows. That shit is.
It was classic.
Yeah.
And Charlie Murphy stories.
That shit was.
And I give him even more credit because they had no budget. For example, I was just watching a bunch of clips the other day because, like, it's been a few years. Key and Peele. Key and Peele had a great budget. Everything is shot beautifully. They got great sets, great actors, great writing, great special effects. Chappelle didn't get any of that.
No.
And it still was funny. Key and Peele was great.
Because they wanted you to focus on the jokes.
Yeah.
It wasn't all that shit to distract you. Mm-hmm. It's the pure comedy of it.
And it was still
We're going to do this shit with a low budget, and we're going to bank on it, and then we know it's going to work because the people that we have are just pure, genuinely funny.
Yeah.
Like, Charlie Murphy... If you ask everybody about him, they knew this nigga was funny, like a great storyteller.
Yeah.
Like, he could tell you a story, and no matter what, like, that shit was just funny.
Yeah.
Obviously, Dave Chappelle's a legend, and then, you know, you got Donnell Rawlins.
Yeah.
Who, really, his career spawned off of that, you know what I'm saying?
Hilarious.
And that motherfucker is funny now. Like, you actually could recognize him for his own individual talent, and he's funny. Like, I see him in, you know, interviews and shit like that. Like, he's a genuinely funny guy. Like,
I saw him one time on, like, right across the street from the Blue Note. Yeah. I'm walking. He's like, yo, you got a lighter? I was like, oh, shit. Ashley Larry?
Nigga, you Ashley Larry, dog. I should be asking you for a lighter, motherfucker.
Like, you Ashley Larry.
Is this a hidden camera show? Like, you know what I mean?
I love your punk.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. But
how did that end? Did you have the lighter to give to him?
I gave him a lighter.
And you ain't say nothing to him? You ain't get compensated?
I was just like,
what you gonna say, though?
I was just like, Ashley Larry?
Yeah.
I'm rich, bitch. I'd have hit him with all the lines from the show and shit. Yeah. Like, damn. Didn't you see somebody's famous in Newark recently? Who did you see?
Comedian?
Nah, not a comedian, obviously. But like,
That scrub.
Who they?
yeah.
What's his name? I can't even think.
In Newark. Actually, I've been watching more ESPN, and he mentioned that he lives in Essex County. He lives in like the West Orange, like South Orange, West Orange area. Chris Broussard.
He's a scrub.
I bumped into Chris Broussard in Newark. I was walking down the street. He was about 30 feet ahead of me. And I was like, oh, shit, it's Chris Broussard. And I was like, oh, I just watched him that morning. Mm-hmm. On he was on First Things First, because I shot in New York, right? With Nick Wright, and Chris Carter.
Yeah.
So I'm walking. I see him. I was like, I'm like 10 feet from him. I'm like, oh, Chris Broussard. And I just smile and I like put my hand out a little bit. Just walk.
Were you trying to give him a handshake?
Casual, a little bit, but not really, though.
You trying to give him one of those walk back to the bench handshakes that everybody slapping hands as you walk to the end of the bench.
I was like, oh, Chris Broussard. Like, offered it a little bit, but I didn't commit because you don't want to get played. But he played me anyway.
How loud did you say Chris Broussard? Like,
I was like, oh, Chris Broussard. Like, I was like, no, it's Chris Broussard. Like, and he was like, he just kept walking. He looked at me in his eyes. He was like, hey. And just kept walking. Like, he didn't even look. He's just like, hey.
He's a bitch.
I'm like, yo, you're Chris Broussard. Like, okay, I know you're on TV popular, but, like, no one else was recognizing him. It wasn't like, oh, these people was all around him. I just said, hey, Chris Broussard. I wasn't going to ask to take a picture with Chris Broussard.
So he had a little bit of a stank attitude.
Yeah.
I'm one of those, like, you just got your nut off attitude now. You just don't even want to
get away from
be social. Like, what did you make me this dinner for? Like,
I don't know what he was doing walking down Broad Street in Newark by the Prudential, but he was there.
It's probably looking for some soul food or something.
He was walking towards the Whole Foods. Who knows? But
some barbecue.
Yeah, anyway.
Trying to remain black.
I liked him a lot, too. He was like one of my favorite guys on ESPN. Not ESPN. He's on Fox News now. But
he one of those sources.
Yeah.
The sources say.
I mean, I like some other people. Like, Kevin Blackstone. You remember him?
Comes out with the story.
What, the big... I don't want to describe him. Hold on.
Kevin Blackstone.
Is that... I can't.
That's
no.
Black dude, right?
Huh?
Can you show me an image of
Kevin Blackstone? Why are you making fun of him, man? Like, yo, who's the other one?
I'm thinking about the wrong guy then. Hold on.
Kevin Blackstone.
It may not be the guy I was thinking about.
You talking about the coon on Fox Sports?
Kevin Blackstone right there.
That wasn't who I was thinking about.
You thinking of Michael Wilbon?
Yeah. No, the other one.
He's thinking of the dude from Fox.
Oh, not Michael Wilbon. Not Michael Wilbon.
He hate LeBron James?
The freaking milk dud that they... What's his name? What is his name?
He's on Fox.
What's his name?
Fuck. He's going to be on Fox sometimes.
What he look like?
Well, Desus and Merrill call him a milk dud.
What he look like?
Fox News, sports, what... Yo, nah.
You're gonna have to put what he looked like in there.
Hold on, who is this guy?
I just put in Fox Sports.
Fox News. But what's his name?
I can't remember. What is that guy?
Why am I going to play
Serena Williams? He hate LeBron James.
He hates everyone that's black.
Yeah, except himself. Yeah. He probably does hate himself.
He's a Pacers fan.
He doesn't own a mirror in his house.
What's this dude's name?
He doesn't know he's black yet.
Black sports reporters. I don't know what I'm looking for. All right.
All those guys are dead.
Oh, my sons are dead.
Why is it not showing him? He's...
First of all, Stephen A. Smith with a mustache. He looks like Kevin Ali, don't he?
Yeah. Now, what is his name?
Jason Whitlock.
Yeah, no. It was not Jason Whitlock.
We did all that to say it was not.
And he's not one of my favorites. Jason Whitlock.
Okay, so then who are you talking about?